Our monthly update with Lincoln County School District number 2. Mr. Nathan Westcott is in studio today. He's the Director of Special Services for District 2. Mr. Westcott, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Thanks so much for having me in this morning.
Absolutely. Always good to have you in studio. November 11th is, of course, Veterans Day. It's on a Monday this year. School District always does some great things for not just your students, but the community on Veterans Day, and it sounds like that's going to happen again this year.
Yeah, it's been a great tradition in our school district. We task each principal to come up with an assembly, and it's a combination of trying to encourage stories about veterans or having veterans come in and share their stories, and then having the students participate through maybe musical numbers or other types of celebrations.
Yeah, I'm assuming I probably know the answer to this question, Mr. Westcott, but why is it so important for District 2 to do these on Veterans Day?
Well, I think just in life we get busy, and sometimes we just have to slow down. And I think one of the maybe tasks or responsibilities of a school district is also remember who we are as a country. And one of the things we want to do is make sure we pause and appreciate all those that are currently serving or who have served in the past. And in our community, we have grandparents and cousins and uncles and moms and dads, and just a way to honor how they've served our country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I like how this is set up, because you can actually go on a road trip if you wanted, and a person could hit all of these. And just to reiterate, it's not just for the students, right?
That is correct. So we welcome family members, other veterans in the community. And yeah, what we try to do as a district is spread it out. So our first one starts at the high school at 8:10 a.m. And we end at the end of the day at Osmond at about 2:15. And we'll have this all posted here soon, starting next week and in the newspaper. But yes, people could hit more than one. We try to collaborate with our local veteran organizations so they know, and they'll try to hit a few of those.
And so you mentioned the principals for each school kind of spearheads what they want to do. And so that means they're a little bit different for each school also, right?
Yes. They each have their own theme, which is great. I love this district because each building has its little characteristics and style. And so they get their own little flavor to this, but still coming together for the bigger picture to thank our veterans.
Mr. Nathan Westcott, Director of Special Services for Lincoln County School District number 2 in studio. So Mr. Westcott, maybe run down the schedule for us. Tell us what each school is doing and what's happening on the 11th.
Perfect. So at the high school, they'll kick it off in the morning at 8:10 a.m. Heather Mattson and Josh Frazier are going to speak about their grandparents that served. We have Thane at 9 a.m. Cal Neild will be coming in to visit. At Afton, the principal from Aetna will come down, David Saltzman, who served in the Air Force. Both Cokeville schools will host Mark Virg, who served in the Marine Corps. The middle school is going to have Dave Saltzman, is going to be popular this year. He's going to come to the middle school and speak. Stephen Tree over at Swift Creek High School, who served in the Air Force, will speak. That's at 12:30. At Aetna, 12:45, Dan Forsyth will come. He served in the Army. And then at Osmond, I was given the honor to come and speak. I had served in the Army. It was a long time ago, 30 years now when I think about it.
Yeah, so what a great lineup, though. Some great speakers, some veterans, and family members of those that served. And again, it's just an opportunity for the students to recognize why that's important, right?
Yeah, and again, hopefully we kind of encourage the students, if you see someone wearing a hat that, you know, said they served, just go up and thank them. And, you know, some veterans may want to share their story or some don't. That's okay. But even sometimes I'll maybe be out in Idaho Falls and I'll see a veteran with a hat and I'll just say, hey, thank you. And it catches them off guard a little bit and they appreciate it.
Absolutely. So again, that full schedule will be posted by the school district. It will also be in the Star Valley Independent in the coming weeks, as Mr. Westcott mentioned as well, as they get ready for Veterans Day on the 11th of November. Since you are one of the speakers, Mr. Westcott, is it okay if I ask, maybe have you had a chance to think about what you're going to touch on during your portion?
Yeah, so I went in right after high school, literally like 30 days after I graduated from high school. I was in the Army, and I had the honor again over the course of my 4 years to be a sentinel at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And so at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, Veterans Day and Memorial Day are the probably two biggest ceremonies we hold. And so I really kind of emphasized to the students, what does it mean to, the sentinel doesn't have rank. The idea is they're supposed to represent what that unknown soldier was. And so I kind of emphasize with the students, also think about how you represent your school and what does it mean to do something beyond yourself. So
that's one of the most prominent positions in our military service, as far as public eye and that kind of thing. Every time I am told about it, I don't know that I've ever met someone. Actually, I've met you before, but I didn't realize that's what you have done. I've never met someone that I've known have done that. So that's got to be quite an honor.
Yeah, I just was watching the other day, if my head count was correct, I think they just, someone who finished their last walk, their badge number was 715. There may be a few more after that. But yeah, it's one of the least awarded badges in the military. And again, even most of the Sentinels are pretty much unknown. And that's kind of the way we approach it, because it's more about the unknown soldier than us. So
yeah. How does one become a Sentinel?
So you're at the time I was in, you were in the infantry. I was invited to be to join the 3rd U.S. Infantry, and there you just every day you just do your job. And there's a little joke about being volunteered. I had a sergeant who volunteered me to go down and try out. He saw something in me. It was a mentor, and I'm forever grateful that he saw something in me to give me the confidence. And it's about a 6-month process to see if you're going to stick it out and stay. So wow. Yeah.
Very cool. That's, again, Mr. Nathan Westcott at LCST2, and a full schedule of events happening within the school district at all the schools on Veterans Day this upcoming Monday, November 11th. Mr. Westcott, anything we missed about this this special day coming up you'd like to mention?
The only thing I would say is sometimes it's hard to know where all the veterans are in the Valley. So just call the district office, 885-3811. They'll connect them to me. We definitely don't want to miss anybody. So if people want to come out, it's okay. Come out, and we want to celebrate you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your service, and appreciate the school district for putting this all together. It all happens on November 11th, which is a Monday this year for Veterans Day. You can find that full schedule again coming up in the upcoming editions of the Star Valley Independent, and also published through the school districts as well. Mr. Westcott, thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you so much, Duke.
It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.